The streets of Warsaw pay testament to a country that has quite literally never had it so good. Shops are buzzing, restaurants too. Poland's economy is now the fastest growing in Europe. But that success rests in part on the bountiful supply of one raw material. This country has huge reserves of coal. It's coal that heats many people's homes, it's used in industry. And above all, coal is what generates almost all the electricity here. But coal is also a major producer of carbon dioxide. You get far more CO2 using coal as a fuel than natural gas, for instance, or even oil. And with international pressure to cut CO2 emissions to stave off climate change, Poland's addiction to coal is now an international issue. The scale of the operation is hard to comprehend. The Bełchatów power station in central Poland is now one of the biggest in Europe. It burns more than 100,000 tons of coal every day. That means, though, that each year Bełchatów also gives off about 40 million tons of carbon dioxide. But then that's unavoidable, according to the company vice chairman Paweł Skowronski.
It's obvious that the coal is emitting CO2. On the other hand, we have very limited access to other energy sources. If you look on the possibility of the natural gas, most of that is imported from Russia, and our consumption of electricity is growing. So, if not coal, then what?
That kind of attitude really isn't going down well with Poland's European partners. At their last summit meeting, EU environment ministers agreed to set new targets for cutting carbon dioxide emissions. The EU has already agreed to 20% cuts by 2020. The new targets would be for 2030 and 2040. And everyone seemed on board, until Poland announced it would refuse to sign the deal. The EU's Environment Commissioner, Connie Hildegard, didn't bother to hide her irritation.
It would have been better if 27 countries would have been on board the low-carbon roadmap. One country cannot block when 26 countries say we will have to move forward. And can I just add a certain...
But Poland wouldn't budge, and since then it's resisted all further efforts to make its government reconsider. And a good thing too, according to the economist Maciej Sobolewski from the free market think tank CASE.
More than 90% of energy produced in this country is produced from coal. So if you want to switch to something else, consumers will have to pay a lot more. And this is, I can tell you, this is absolutely not possible. Therefore, this is unlikely that Poland will commit itself to increase the restriction on carbon dioxide emission, because this has really a negative influence on the Polish economy.
And the Poles really are proud of their economic success. Near the town of Piaceczno, I was shown round the Azopolanski factory. This produces high-tech materials for packaging. Sales here are going well. They're taking on staff. But this power-hungry factory has received large subsidies from the European Union. Indeed, Poland has been the biggest recipient of EU funding in recent years. So I asked one of the scientists in charge here, Adam Leśniewski, how he felt about Poland now opposing the EU on the issue of carbon dioxide.
We are the part of European Union, but we cannot sacrifice our country interests. You know, in Poland we had to fight for our independence, for our right to exist for many, many times in history. We've been under the occupation so many times that we are not afraid to say what is important for us, and we get used to it somehow.
It is the stereotype image of defiant Poland, a country whose soldiers charged at invading German tanks on horseback, a country that exasperated even Stalin when he tried to impose a socialist system of central planning. And with its newfound economic success, Poland seems even more ready to stand its ground. The spirit of defiance is there even among the Polish people who want this country to change its ways on energy, like staff I met at the environmental campaign group WWF Poland. WWF spokeswoman Monica Marks is happy to go against the grain, insisting that Poland can and should ditch its coal dependency.
We have conditions in Poland to create energy from wind. We have huge potential of biomass development and biomass energy, burning the waste from agriculture to create energy. And of course, we have huge potential of energy savings. Polish buildings are usually badly insulated, so that's one of the areas when we can save it.
This country burns literally hundreds of millions of tons of coal every year to generate electricity. Do you really think wind farms, burning some biomass and insulating buildings better can replace that?
Not today and not tomorrow, but still it is the direction that we could follow, and we should create a plan of how to achieve this.
But back at the Belhatov power plant, nobody seemed interested in such a plan. They are investing in renewables, and they hope one day to capture and store some of the CO2 the station emits, although that technology is still very much at the experimental stage. But more than anything, the people who work at Belhatov don't see their power station as some kind of environmental blot on the Polish landscape. For engineers like Stella Dziadzio, it's almost an honour to have a job here.
I'm born in Poland when it was socialism. We had empty shops. When my daughter born, we couldn't buy milk for our children. And now everything changed. We have 2 cars per family, and we help, because when Poland need more energy, our Bełchatów power station produce more and more. I'm very proud.
Stella Dziadzio, a worker at the Bełchatów power plant. Well, the man who decides whether to cut Poland's use of coal or to carry on is the country's environment minister. Maciej Kurelec is a controversial figure. He came from the economics ministry, and critics say that economics is all Mr. Kurelec cares about, that he regards environmental concerns as very much a distraction from the real business of creating growth. I spoke to Mr. Kurelec at the Polish Environment Ministry, a rather imposing communist-era building in the centre of Warsaw, and I asked him first why they had said no to a deal on carbon emissions when every other EU country said yes.
We was not happy with the proposal. We said that we will reduce 20% of CO2 emissions. We can increase that level of ambition provided that the global agreement will take place. Some countries wanted to go further. We are not ready.
Other European Union countries feel that Europe needs to take a lead on this, and they all agreed to do this. Poland was the odd one out.
We are the only one country maintaining growth. We have the biggest growth in OECD countries. So we have to combine the growth and reduce emissions.
It sounds like you're saying we will do what it takes for Poland to grow, even if that means spoiling a deal that other countries managed to negotiate.
We are not spoiling a deal, because the deal is not there. If some other countries want to have a bigger level of ambition, we have nothing against. We are simply against EU legislation on it.
There are more meetings planned. Is there any chance that Poland might change its position and compromise?
We have the agreement, 20% in the perspective of 2020. We are not ready for the next steps in the EU climate policy.
The Polish Environment Minister, Maciej Kurelec. Well, climate policy will be on the agenda next week when EU environment ministers meet again, this time in Luxembourg. But a spokesman said they wouldn't even try to reach a deal on carbon dioxide emissions this time. And with Poland making its opposition so clear and so stark, nobody's holding their breath for a unified agreement anytime soon.